弟兄姐妹平安。马太福音第五章第一到第四节，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的；哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。读经完毕。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
你好。
你好。
Let me pray. God, please speak to us from your word today.
天父啊，谢谢你，你啊，借着你的话向我们的心灵说话。
Help us to listen carefully.
帮助我们来聆听你的话。
That we might know you and obey you.
使我们能够认识你，遵从你。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣的名啊，祷告。Amen.
Friends, the Sermon on the Mount is one of the most loved sermons of Jesus.
耶稣的登山宝训是我们最喜爱的讲道。
Some people though find it offensive.
有的时候，有的人听了之后觉得好像受了冒犯。
They say it's too difficult, it's too hard to keep.
因为觉得太难了，太难遵守耶稣的教导很不容易。
Today we are looking at the first few verses of this sermon called the Beatitudes.
今天呢，我们看只看前面这几节的八福前面的几节。
Jesus has been preaching about the kingdom of God.
耶稣呢，在传讲天国。
And he demonstrated the coming of God's kingdom through signs and wonders as well.
他借着神迹启示显出神的国度来。
Listen to these verses in Matthew 4, verse 23.
我们看马太福音四章的二十三节。
Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音。
And healing every disease and sickness among the people.
医治百姓各样的病症。
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them.
他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的、被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带到他那里。
And then large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis,Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Everyone was following him.
耶稣就治好了他们，有许多人从加利利、迪加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟随他，每个人都来跟从耶稣。
And in Mark chapter 1, 14 and 15,
在马可福音一章的十四到十五节，
After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
他说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。”
Why does Jesus keep talking about a kingdom? What is this kingdom?
为什么耶稣一直在传讲天国？这个天国到底是怎么回事呢？
Friends, the Jewish people were under Roman occupation during Jesus' time.
你知道，在耶稣的时代，犹太人呢被罗马人所占领。
They had suffered the judgment of God and were exiled to Babylon in 587 BC.
你知道那个时候呢，犹太人遭受的神的审判，他们在公元前的587年被掳到巴比伦。
When they came back from exile, they had no king.
他们从巴比伦被掳归回以后，就再也没有国王了。
But God promised to David in 2 Samuel 7 that there would always be a king.
但是呢，在撒母耳记的撒母耳记后书的第七章，那里神应许大卫，他有一个国王的。
And he says, I will establish his kingdom forever. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever, God said.
那意思是神说，我必坚定你的国，坚定他的国，直到永远。你的家和你的国必在我面前永远长存，你的国位也必坚定，直到永远。
Judgment came, but the prophets said there would become a king in the future.
啊，神啊，神虽然对他们啊已经来审判，但是神应许将来会有一个王。
Listen to Isaiah 9:1-6, and Liambo will read these for us.
啊，我们听以赛亚书九章的六到十节，那里说：因由一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So the message of the New Testament is that the hope of an eternal kingdom was fulfilled by Jesus. He is the king.
新约的信息就是告诉我们，神的那个永远的国度是由耶稣基督荣耀的实现的，耶稣就是那个王。
So in the Bible, entering the kingdom is the same as entering eternal life.
啊，在圣经里说，要说进入到国度，进入到天国，就等于说得到永远的生命。
So when I was 15 and I became a Christian, I entered the kingdom.
啊，当我啊15岁的时候，我成为基督徒，那么那个时候呢，我就已经进入了这个天国。
When you become a Christian, you enter the kingdom of God.
当你相信耶稣的时候，当你成为基督徒的时候，你已经进入了神的国度。
But the kingdom has a present and a future dimension.
但是呢，我们必须知道呢，这个国度呢，有现在的维度，还有将来的维度，两个方面的。
In the present, the New Testament insists that with the coming of Jesus from heaven to earth and starting his ministry, the kingdom was established.
啊，新约说，当耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，他已经在这个地上建立了，开始了这个国度。
The Bible says.If Jesus drives out demons by the Spirit of God, and he does, then the kingdom of God has come, Matthew 12:28.
马太福音十二章二十八节那说，说耶稣说，如果我靠着神的灵赶鬼，啊，那么这样神的国就已经在你们中间了。
But there's more to come.
但是还有更多的，在将来。
Now we have forgiveness.
现在我们得到了赦免。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵在我们的里面。
We have the power of God in our lives.
我们的生命中有神的能力。
God can help us overcome sin.
神能够赐给我们能力胜过罪。
We can do good works for Him.
我们可以啊为神做啊良善的事情。
But we're still human and we're going to die.
但是我们仍然是人，我们还会死。
There's a future kingdom.
但是我们还有那个永将来的那个国度。
The Bible says in the book of Revelation, there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
你知道啊，在启示录那里说，将来有新天新地。
Jesus came the first time to start the kingdom.
耶稣第一次再来，来建立这个国度。
He'll come a second time to complete the kingdom.
他第二次来的时候，将完成这个国度。
And we will live as God is our King forever and ever in a perfect heaven and earth.
在那时候，在那个。完美的天地里，我们将永远的与神同在。
Now we still get sick and die.
现在我们仍然会得病，会死。
Sometimes God heals us.
但是有的时候呢，神会医治我们。
But not always.
但是也不是总是这样。
But when He comes again,
当他再来的时候
，There'll be no more sin.
再也没有罪恶。
No more death.
也没有死亡。
No more crying.
没有痛苦。
All will be made perfect.
我们所有的人都会在基督里面被塑造成完全。
Jesus comes and he preaches the kingdom.
耶稣来传讲天国。
But the kingdom is, we say, dynamic, not spatial. It's not about an area. It's different to that.
啊，神的国呢是一个动态的，不是一个在空间的，不是有边界的啊国家。
Kingdom speaks of Jesus being the ruler, reigning as king.
啊，这个king，这王国度呢，指的耶稣在这个国度里来掌权，说的是他的主权。
And we live as his subjects or his servants.
啊，当我们呢啊生活在他的啊权下，然后呢啊服侍他，降服于他。
But then he goes to the sermon. Now we come to the sermon now.
现在呢，我们来到耶稣的登山宝训这个讲道。
And remember today we're only going to look at a couple of verses in the sermon.
啊，记得吗？我们刚说，我们只看这一章的几节的经文。
And Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he went up to a mountainside. He sat down. Disciples came to him, and he began to teach them.
第五章第一节，那里说，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，坐下，门徒近前来，耶稣就开口教训他们。
There are large crowds, more than what we have here today.
啊，你知道，那个时候有很多的人，远远比我们今天这些人多。
Thousands of people.
有上成千的人。
Because Jesus heals the sick, he drives out demons.
因为耶稣医治病人，耶稣赶出魔鬼。
Everyone's coming.
每个人都来了。
So Jesus is now going to teach them. He sits up on a hill.
耶稣呢，就开始教训他们。他上了山。
Do you know why he sat down?
你知道为什么他坐下吗？
Because the rabbi, the teachers, would sit down to teach.
你知道在旧约里的时候，那时候的拉比总是坐着讲道的。
Maybe I should get a seat and sit down.
因为他可能有一个座位，可能坐下。
So the rabbis would sit down. People would come. The disciples would come closer, and the crowds would be a little bit further back, listening in.
嗯，你知道吧？这个拉比呢，就是坐在这里，然后呢，门徒呢坐在他的周围，那很多的人呢坐在外面，坐在。
They're eating up the back. They're talking. They're listening to Jesus.
他们可能在外边啊，可能吃，可能听啊，听。
And at the end of the sermon, Jesus challenges them to follow God.
但是在最后呢，耶稣总是啊挑战他们，让他们来跟随主。
But it begins with what we call the Beatitudes. What do we call them in Mandarin?
八福。
八福。Oh, lovely.
我们一开始就从八福开始。
Beatitudes comes from the Greek word makarios.
这个八福呢，一开始呢是一个词，希腊语词呢叫 makarios.
Means blessed.
意思是我们是有福的。
八福。
福 ，Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
blessing.
Blessing. It means happy, fortunate, someone who is enviable.
啊，这个 makarios 它的意思是八这个福气的意思就是快乐、幸运、幸福，然后就让人觉得幸福的，让人羡慕。
Someone who finds God's approval.
好，这个人他得到了神的喜悦，得到神的认可。
Liam asked me to speak on this first two today. The first one is recognize your spiritual poverty.
今天呢，我们来看前面这两个祝福。第一个祝福呢，就是你要认识到自己灵里的贫穷。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
啊，我们中文反正是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。实际上，那个原文是灵里贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So, what does this mean, poor in spirit?
啊，这个灵里贫穷到底是什么意思呢
？Does it mean financially poor?
是不是指的啊，经济上贫穷
？No, it doesn't.
不是。
Does it mean poverty of spiritual awareness?
是不是
？No, it doesn't.
这个人啊，缺乏属灵的觉悟呢？也不是。
Does it mean lack of the Holy Spirit?No, he doesn't.
说这个人缺乏圣灵吗？也不是。
Does it mean a kind of spiritual wimp? No, he doesn't.
或者是一个人缺乏精神，像个精神懦夫一样吗？不是。
When Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," he's speaking with an Old Testament perspective.
当耶稣说贫穷的人有福，这个灵里贫穷的人有福，这个灵里的贫穷，其实是在从旧约中。来有一些属灵的含义的。
See, in the Old Testament, the poor were those who trusted in God.
你知道，在旧约里，这些贫穷的人呢，他谦卑的依赖神。
The rich people cheated them, and they had no one else to trust but God. So the poor people trusted in God.
因为富人常常的欺压他们，他们没有可以依靠的，他们只能来依靠神。
And notice the words poor and lowly and humble are used together in the Bible.
你知道，在旧约里呢，像贫穷、卑微和谦卑这些词呢，它是有强烈的关系的。
Proverbs 16 verse 19 says, "Better to be lowly in spirit and amongst the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud."
箴言的十六章十九节说：“心里谦卑，与穷乏人来往；强弩将掳物与骄傲人同分。”
Isaiah 57 says, verse 15, "For this is what the high and lofty one says." He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, or poor in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
以赛亚书57章15节那说，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高之圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
And Jesus quotes this verse from Isaiah 61 about his own life and ministry. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
啊，由出经文呢，经文呢，耶稣呢，把他看成是应验在自己的生命和服事上。那个是在啊，以赛亚书的61:1那里说，耶华的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
So to be poor in spirit, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, means that you recognize that you are spiritually poor and you need a savior and a king, Jesus.
灵里贫穷，简单来说就是承认你在属灵上是贫穷的，你需要一个救主来拯救你。
You have nothing to commend yourself to God, you are sinful, a moral failure, and you are rebellious.
啊，你没有什么可以奉献给神的，你在神面前无善可陈，你是有罪的，在道德上是失败的，你是背叛神的。
When you recognize this, you come to Jesus and you say, thank you, Jesus.
当你啊意识到这一点的时候，你来到耶稣的面前，你会说，耶稣啊，我谢谢你。
Christian leader John Calvin wrote, he only who is reduced to nothing in himself and relies on the mercy of God is poor in spirit.
啊，那个神学家加尔文他这样说过，他说只有那些完全倒空自己，到里面到自己的里面一无所有，谦卑的仰赖神怜悯的人，才是灵里贫穷的人。
Jesus told a parable in Luke 18. There was a Pharisee and a tax collector.
耶稣在啊路加福音18在那里讲了一个比喻，那一个啊税吏有一个啊这个法利赛人。
The Pharisee talked about himself, and he told God how good he was.
你说那个法利赛人在那站着，虽然祷告，但是他是自言自语，他跟神说他自己多么好。
The tax collector said, "Be merciful to me, a sinner."
但是那个税吏呢，他感觉到自己的罪孽深重，所以他站在角落里，他捶着胸脯说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，因为我是个罪人。”
Friends, it was a surprise during Jesus' time because the prostitutes, the publicans, the rejects of society entered the kingdom because they realized their spiritual poverty and cried out to God for mercy. Not so the Pharisees and the religious leaders.
你知道，在耶稣的时代，那时候的啊，那妓女、税吏。还有那些被社会所遗弃的人，他们能够进入天国，啊，因为他们意识到他们自己里面灵里的贫穷，所以他们只有向神祈求怜悯，而法利赛人和当时那些宗教领袖呢，却进不了天国。
For salvation is a gift.
朋友们，神的救恩是一份礼物
，absolutely free and undeserved。
你知道是完全是免费的，是根本是我们不配得的。
You must have the humility of a little child.
我们必须有像小孩子那样的谦卑。
Someone has said the first beatitude is first for a reason. It reaffirms the grace of God, which precedes everything else.
啊，有人说啊，说八福这第一福放在第一位是有原因的，因为他告诉我们神的恩典大过一切。神的恩典先过一切。
So how will this attitude, if you are poor in spirit, change how you treat people?
啊，你这种啊，你要如果真正的意识到，这会影响你对别人的态度，在和人交往的时候。
There was an American preacher once who spoke at a retreat.
你知道啊，有一个美国的牧师，他在啊一个教会的啊退休会里讲到。
Afterwards, a man went up to him, had an envelope, and gave him the envelope, and the pastor put it in his pocket.
啊，聚完会呢，有一个人呢，给他一个信封，然后这个牧师呢，就把这个信封揣在裤兜里。
Then they went to lunch or dinner in the hall, and he forgot all about it.
你知道他们到大厅里去吃饭，所以呢，他们就把这个忘了。
He went back to his hotel room later, and he saw the envelope, and he opened it up.
后来呢，他回到他的旅馆里，然后呢，看到这个信封，他就把这个信封打开了。
It was a check for $6,000.
是一个支票呢。6000.
He was happy he found it.
六千美元，他非常高兴啊，他终于找到了。
He said, "What will I do with this money?"
他说我啊，给啊，怎么样做呢？这6000块钱。
And he remembered being in Mexico with many poor people living in a rubbish dump.
他记得啊，以前呢，他啊，在墨西哥的的时候呢，墨西哥呢，很多人呢都生活在垃圾堆里。
There's a mountain of garbage and food 30 feet high.
然后，但有个很大的垃圾堆啊，30尺高。
It's like that in some places in the Philippines too.
有的时候在菲律宾也有这样的地方。
You find some food to eat, and many children would die in this place.
啊，很多人就在垃圾堆里捡食物，很多的孩子们呢就死于营养不良。
So he said, I sent the check to one of the men I met who had 10 children.
结果呢，后来呢，我就把这个6000块钱的这个支票呢送给一个人呢，这个人有10个孩子。
And he said, you know what this humble man did with the check? He wrote me letters every day to thank me for the check.
你知道那个人非常的感恩，所以呢，他每天给这个牧师写信来感谢他。
Then he shared the money with the other people, the other poor people in the community.
他也把这个钱给啊，给那个当时那些很多的穷人呢，来分享这些钱。
And the pastor says it gave me a beautiful insight on what a poor man is like.
啊，他。真正的说这个人给我一个啊，就是给我看见看他一什么叫一个真正贫穷的人。
When he receives a gift, he first experiences, then expresses genuine gratitude.
你知道，当这个人他领受到这个礼物之后，他是可能是第一次来领受到这个礼物，所以呢，他表现出那种真正的感恩。
Having nothing, he appreciates the slightest gift.
因为他自己一无所有，所以每一个非常的。小的礼物对他来说，他都是非常的感激。
He says, "I've been given the utterly undeserved gift of salvation in Jesus Christ."
他说我呢，我啊，就得到了这个在耶稣基督里面得到了神这种完全我自己所不配得的救恩。
Through no merit of mine, I have been given an invitation to drink new wine forever at the wedding feast in the kingdom of God.
我自己虽然没有任何的一点的功劳，但是神却邀请我啊进入啊这个神啊神的这个在神的国度里来喝喜酒。
Says the deeper we grow in the spirit of Jesus Christ, the poorer we become.
你知道我们在耶稣基督里面，我们越成长，我们的年日越长，我们越感觉到我们的贫穷。
The more we realize that everything in life is a gift.
我们有更能感觉到说我们生命中的一切都是神给我们的礼物。
This same pastor gives another illustration. Let me tell you this one.
这个牧师呢，他讲到了另外的一个故事。
Said a person who is poor in spirit realizes that he or she does not love others as much as his or her heart would wish.
啊，说一个贫穷的人，一个灵里贫穷的人，他意识到他没有爱别人像他应当能够做的那样，像他能够啊希望能够做的那样。
He said once he preached 6-week-long retreat in succession, week after week after week.
有一次呢，他在一个啊，在一个这个退休会上，连着6周讲到一星期接着一星期接着一星期。
So that on the closing night, I was wiped out. I was so tired.
你知道到了啊，到了最后的晚上，就是结束的那晚上，他几乎就是累垮了。
There are 1,000 people at this gathering at church.
你知道在这个退休会上上1000人在那里。
We sang the final song and I started to leave and I wanted to rush back to my hotel room to rest.
他说啊，唱最后一首歌，他希望啊从这个教会里走出去，然后跑到。
But I couldn't. I had to stay outside and shake hands.
他呢啊，想跑到他旅馆里去休息，但是呢不能，但是他得跟别人握手。
I tried hard to be nice and to welcoming to everyone.
他说呀啊，设法的啊，这啊变得啊良善啊，对，给每个人呢都能好好的啊交往。
I was very tired.
但是呢，他非常疲惫了。
I finally left, went to bed at, and I went to sleep at midnight.
啊，最后呢，终于结束了，所以他回到旅馆去睡觉，已经到了半夜了。
The next morning, says I went to breakfast, and someone had left me a note.
你知道吗？第二天早上起来啊，到餐桌了呢，在那餐桌上呢，有个人给他放了一个条子。
Someone wasn't very happy with me.
有的人对我不高兴。
Said Dear Brennan.
说亲爱的啊 ，Brennan.
I attended your parish renewal all this week.
你知道我这一星期呢啊，参加了你这个退休特会。
You are eloquent.
你讲非常有口才。
Brilliant.
你非常聪明。
Poetic,
你讲的话语非常有诗意。
You are witty,
你非常的有机智。
And inflated,
而且非常的自我膨胀。
When you stood in the parish hall last night,
你知道上次昨天晚上就在这个大厅里。
Where was the love in your eyes for each of us in the midst of your glory?
在你那虚浮的荣耀当中，你的眼中那爱去哪里了呢？
Why didn't you stoop down and pick up those little children?
为什么你不弯下腰来 去拥抱拥抱那些孩子呢？
Why didn't you kiss the old ladies on the cheek?
为什么你不在那 老年姊妹的脸上跟他们亲亲呢？
Why didn't you look at us from the core of your being, depth meeting depth, love meeting love? Man, you are blind.
说你为什么、啊、不、啊、用你的爱的眼光、啊、在你的心灵深处来看看我们呢？你这个人呢、啊、你是那样的瞎眼的。
He says, obviously, I didn't do for the person what they wanted.
你非常明显，就是这个人，这个牧师对这个忽略了这个人，是不是？
Their expectations may have been unreasonable.
在那种情况下，可能那个人的这个期望呢，就不太合理了。
But I also know it doesn't matter how hard I try, I don't love people as well as I should.
但是我也意识到，无论我尽多大的能力，我也不可能。爱别人像我能够想做到的那样。
Friends, when you realize that God saves you through his death on the cross and offers you grace and mercy, you've got to show grace and mercy to others.
但是我们知道，哇，神拯救了我们，向我们大施怜悯，我们应当向别人施怜悯。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will inherit the kingdom.
你知道，那些灵里贫穷的人才有福的，他们才能够是那些能够承受将来国度的人。
I have many friends who think they are too good for God.
有的人啊，他们觉得我有很多朋友，他们觉得太好了。
They don't think they need God.
神根本用不着神。
They're good people.
他们是好人。
They love their wife.
他们爱他们的妻子。
They love their children.
他爱他们的孩子。
They're respectable.
他们受人尊敬。
But they are not humble in spirit.
但是他们的灵力呢，不谦卑。
Only those who are poor in spirit will come to Christ and find forgiveness.
他们只有灵力变得谦卑了，才能来到基督的面前。
And you know something? When you are poor in spirit, you do something else. You weep.
你知道，当你真正的灵力谦卑的时候，你怎么样？你会畏罪忧伤。
That's why Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." In verse 4.
在第四节说，那说。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
When you realize that you're a sinner, you offended a holy God, it brings you sometimes to tears and brokenness.
当你意识到你是个罪人，你冒犯了神，那么呢，你这样的罪，你这种罪疚感会让你流泪。
In the Old Testament, the holy people would see the sins of the nation, and they would call out to God in tears for God to be merciful and to save them.
你知道，在旧约的时候，那些真正的圣洁的、谦卑的那些个先知他们会看到百姓所犯的罪，他们会流泪为这个国家来祷告。
Friends, in Luke 19, Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
你知道，在路加福音的十九章，你知道吗？在那里呢，耶稣为耶路撒冷哀痛哭泣。
As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but it is now hidden from your eyes.
你知道耶稣四十一节那里说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷的时候，看见城就为他哀哭，说巴不得你在这个日子能够知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
The city rejected Jesus.
因为耶路撒冷拒绝了耶稣。
He knew they're going to nail him to a cross.
他知道他们会把他钉死在十字架上。
And he knew that the Romans would come and destroy Jerusalem in AD 70.
他耶稣也知道，在公元七十年的时候，罗马人会来把整个的耶路撒冷铲平了。
He saw judgment coming upon sin, and he wept for them.
他看到神的审判即将临到耶路撒冷，所以呢，他就为这个耶路撒冷哀哭。
Friends, true Christians weep; they mourn.
你知道吗？真正的基督徒他们会哀痛哭泣。
Firstly, we mourn over our own sin.
首先我们会为我们自己的罪感到忧伤。
The Apostle Paul, when he looked at his own life, he says, "What a wretched man I am!" Who will rescue me from this body of death? Romans 7:24. He knew he needed help.
你知道保罗，使徒保罗，他就承认他自己的失败。他这样写的说：“真是苦啊，我真是可怜呐，我的挣扎真的是很苦啊。谁能救我这屈死的身体呢？”他知道他需要神的帮助和怜悯。
We mourn over our lost family, And friends, because they don't know Jesus, we weep for them.
你知道，我们常常哀悼我们那些失去的家人和朋友，我们为他们哀哭，因为他们没有认识耶稣。
We mourn over injustice, cruelty, abuse, war, selfishness, adultery, violence.
我们为我们所看到的这些不公平、残暴、虐待、战争、自私、淫乱和暴力而哀哭。
So this week, when a man takes a knife in the city of Sydney and stabs a woman to death and stabs another one,
你知道这一周
we weep and we mourn for such evil.
我们知道、啊、这一周呢有一、啊、人在 市里面、啊、用刀子刺死了一个人，又伤了另一个人。我们当听到这个消息的时候，我们为他哀痛。
When a man is violent against his wife, then we weep.
当一个人、啊、对他的妻子、啊、有暴力的行为的时候，我们会哀哭。
When bombs are sent off in countries and people are killed, we weep.
当那些个爆、啊、炸弹在有些地方爆炸了的时候，伤了那么多人，我们。
Friends, when we look at a world that's broken, we look inside and we look outside, and God says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted."
我们看到我们里面的啊，这个啊，挣扎。我们看到这世界上很多的罪，所以呢，我们为这个哀哭。
I just remember now, and it's not in the notes. Come with me, brother. I was on a camp once, and I was training to be a mathematics teacher. We went away on a retreat.
啊，我以前的安哲牧师以前是个数学老师，他去一个特会。
And there were many Australians on there, and I was the only Greek, and there was a Lebanese girl.
啊，在那里呢，啊，大部分是澳洲人，有啊，有个黎巴嫩的女孩子。
Lebanese. And the Australian girls from the Western suburbs were racist towards this Lebanese girl.
你知道啊，这些个澳大利亚的这些女孩呢，对这个对这个黎巴嫩的女孩呢，有种族的歧视。
And they were also immoral because when we'd go to our rooms, some of the boys and the girls would go off to the special rooms and
你知道，当他们、那个、
do some immoral things
啊，他们有些啊，男孩女孩子在一块呢，做一些不道德的事情。
And then we'd come together for lunch and dinner and then God put it on my heart.How lost they were!
后来我们在一块儿去吃饭，当那个时候呢，我就看到他们是多么的失丧。
And sometimes you feel the holiness of God, and then you see the way in which people live, and your heart breaks, and you pray and you weep. And I walked around the campsite for an hour, just praying that God would work in that place and soften hearts that would stop living as enemies of God, that they might open up to God's truth. Because I saw the sin, and I mourned over that sin.
讲这么多，这个牧师，他的看着这些个人过着这些不道德的生活，他的心里就非常的非常的伤痛，所以他在围着那 camp 走了一个小时，来为着他们来祷告。
And later that night, we were all in a room together. Late at night, 16 of us in one room.
到了那天晚上呢，他们十六个人在一个屋子里。
And I had a jacket with a fish sign on it.Which is a symbol of Christians.
我穿着一个夹克呢，上面有一个一个鱼，有个鱼。这个鱼呢，代表是基督徒的像。
And one of the girls said, "Why do you wear that Christian symbol?"
有个女孩子说了，你为什么带着那个基督徒的那个标志呢
？I said, "Thanks for asking. I'll tell you."
谢谢你，她说谢谢你问这个问题，我告诉你。
And I explained what I believed about Jesus and the new life and the forgiveness He offers, and we spent 2 hours talking about Jesus.
在那里呢，他就告诉我怎么样信了耶稣，得了是拯救。所以那个时候他两个小时，他们给他们。
Someone's asking a question, and I answer her question.
有的人问问题呢，我就回答。
And then behind me, someone else on the bed is asking me a question, and I answer that question.
后来在后边这个床上有个人问他呢，他也来回答这些问题。
And I realized I was on my knees in the middle of the room, looking up, answering questions all around the room.
我意识到我跪在那个地方来。来回答各式各样的问题。
Let me tell you, when you recognize you are poor in spirit and you mourn over sin, and you call out to God, He then starts to work.
你当你意识到自己灵里的贫穷，开始畏罪忧伤的时候，你来祷告的时候，神会在你周围的人做工。
The tears should learn to move us to action.
我们的眼泪 啊，可能够让驱使我们化成行动。
To serve the poor，
来服侍那些穷贫穷的人。
Visit and pray for the sick，
啊，去看望那些个有病的人，为他们祷告。
Help those suffering domestic violence，
帮助那些个遭受家庭暴力的人。
Whatever it happens to be that as we see the evil in our world, we try to make a difference。
啊，当我们看到无论什么情况，当我们看到这个啊罪恶的世界的时候，我们得想做一点什么来改变这个现状。
And God says we will be comforted。
神说，如果你这样做的话，神就会你就会得到神的安慰。
We will find free forgiveness in Jesus Christ. That gives us comfort.
我们会在耶稣基督里面得到白白的赦免，我们会得到安慰。
We receive comfort knowing that God will use us to bring His good news to others.
啊，我们得到安慰是因为我们知道神会使用我们，让这个救恩带给别的人。
But the final comfort comes when the King comes back.
最后的安慰是在耶稣基督到回来做王的时候。
On that day, when the King returns, He will wipe every tear from their eyes of those who have mourned. There'll be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. One day, Jesus will be back.
你知道，有一天，这个王就是耶稣，当他再回来的时候，我们要进入新天新地，神必会亲自擦去那些哀哭哀痛者遗弃的眼泪，再也没有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都会过去了。
Be encouraged, the kingdom of God is here.
我们啊，知道啊，我们今天可以得到安慰，知道啊，天国的神就在这里。
Jesus is the King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
耶稣就是天国的君王，他是万王之王，万主之主。
God calls us to recognize our spiritual poverty and enter the kingdom.
神啊，让我们意识到我们在属灵上，我们每个人灵里都是贫穷的，我们就能进入到他的国度。
Grieve over your sin and you'll be comforted.
我们要为我们的罪忧伤哀痛，我们就会得着安慰。
We live between the two comings of Jesus.
我们啊，生活在耶稣两次再来的中间。
Came once to die to bring us salvation.
一次啊，第一次来耶稣是为我们死在十字架上，把救恩带给我们。
He'll come a second time.
但是耶稣会再来。
To take us to be with Him forever.
让我们永远的与他同在。
In the meantime, let's live for Him and for His glory.
所以在这两个时间的中间，我们为耶稣而活，为神的荣耀而活。
We pray.
好，我们低头祷告。
Holy and loving God, we thank you that you love us.
圣洁、满有慈爱的主啊，我们感谢你，你是这样的爱我们。
Help us not to be proud, but to be humble.
帮助我们啊，不要那么骄傲，让我们每个人的谦卑。
To be honest with you that we are sinners who need your love and your grace.
让我们知道我们的罪，然后呢，我们要让我们承认我们自己的罪。
Help us to mourn over our own sin and the sin around us.
让我们为我们自己还有我们周围的人的罪忧伤。
And may our tears lead to action to bring your love to those who are hurting.
但愿我们所流的眼泪把我们转化成我们的行动，来给别人带去安慰。
We pray in Jesus' name, our King and our Savior.
我们奉耶稣我们的救主我们主的名来祷告，阿门。
阿门。